Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
NFL no huddle here. Normally back-to-back NFL no huddles, but you know what? It's holiday week. Rules are out the window.
Yeah.
Everything's out the window. We do whatever we want. We'll talk about Joaquin and Giselle for 20 minutes to start the noon hour. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Also, like, we don't do that on a normal week anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Lyle. This is
pretty free-flowing show here we like to do in the middays. We'll get the phone lines back open, though, in about 20 minutes. Falcons fans, good calls at 11:40. We'll do it again at 12:40, 404-726-0929. Talk about the Falcons win over the Cardinals yesterday, 26-19. Let's talk about some of the other games that happened over the weekend. I don't know if it was the craziest finish of the week just because of what happened in the Seahawks-Rams game, but what the Bears were able to do to come back and win that game and then win it in overtime was nuts. Here's how it ended.
Snap. Caleb, play fake, looking to throw, going deep, searching for DJ Moore, over the shoulder, catch made, touchdown Bears! It's over at Soldier Field! The Iceman cometh, the Iceman taketh, a 46-yard spiral to the end zone, to DJ Moore! 22-16 Bears, 4:50 in overtime, and DJ Moore is mobbed in the north end of Soldier Field!
What? A freaking throw.
Yep.
God, you can't throw it any better than Caleb threw that damn ball.
Like, it was just up there for so long.
I mean, just perfect.
In that weather?
He played really good. And obviously, they have clinched a playoff spot and everything like that.
Yep.
But, yeah, dude, he put that ball where only DJ can get it, man.
He put his hands back in the hand warmers.
Yes.
Before DJ caught it.
Yes.
That's how long it was in the air.
Yes.
Flicked that thing. He's like, let me warm my hands up. Yeah, see if DJ gets it. Oh, he got it.
Yeah,
touchdown.
Man, just a
game winner.
Hell of a damn throw by Caleb. And good job, man. They got that Washington Commanders feel to me. They might be able to win, do some things in the playoffs. Like, their defense really isn't that good, but they get turnovers, things like that.
They get a lot of turnovers.
But you were talking about investing in an offensive line.
Yep.
They did that, and it's paid off for them big time. And then Caleb also, his development is really, really going along well with, you know, the head coach, the offensive guy who demands him to do it his way.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that the Bears have gotten right.
Yep.
I mean, the tried and true thing that they did was, like you said, they put all the money in the offensive line. They went out and signed Drew Dahlman.
Yep.
They got the guy from the Chiefs. They got Thuny from the Chiefs. They drafted offensive linemen, and they built a line that a young quarterback could play behind.
And then they demand the
and they demanded that he play conservative.
Yeah.
Early in the season, until he got his kind of got his hands around what the offense was, and now he gets to freestyle a little bit more, and they've brought him along correctly. Like, they've done a really good job with making progress with Caleb Williams. You know, the coach that was kind of the hot candidate for a couple of years waited for the right place.
Yep.
Went to Chicago, has his quarterback. I know there was a lot of people had questions about Caleb Williams and if he could do this. Clearly, he can. Like, the Bears have. They got it right, man. They got this. They got this rebuild right, and now they're 11-4. They're 6-1 at home, and they're going to the playoffs. So,
good for them. They play at home game every week. It's only they're always in damn Chicago. Them and then Cleveland. I was like Cleveland. Like, damn.
Yeah, Cleveland. Cleveland is 2-6 at home.
Yeah,
the Bears are 6-1 at home.
Yeah,
so I guess
man.
It's not helping Cleveland.
Yeah, it's not helping them at all, man.
Game was atrocious.
It was an awful damn football game that we talked earlier about. James Cook was toting the hell out of the pill. I know that Myles Garrett half a sack yesterday, so he's one full sack away from being all time single season leader. So he should probably get that pretty soon. Love me some damn Fannin. He is my favorite young tight end. Just love that kid. And him and Shedeur have. This kind of connection. Shedeur still got, you got to get rid of ball, son. You're still hanging on to it a little too long. You got to get rid of football. Now, ain't too many people open for you to get rid of the football, too. And then Quinshon Jack is losing that young man. I hate to see that.
Yeah. Chargers beat the hell out of the Cowboys.
Thank
They're
God.
11-4. Get They've won 7 out of 8.
Yes.
Chargers won 7
crazy.
Out of 8.
It's crazy.
With all the injuries they're dealing
exactly.
with, including to the quarterback.
Yes. It's crazy how
good coaching.
They've been. Exactly. I mean, you lose two all-pro tackles. And your quarterback has a broken hand,
yep.
and then you lose your starting tailback. And then, I mean, all these guys are in and out of the lineup, but yet you just still find a way to go out there and get it done. The Cowboys stink. That old new player boost, it went away real quick.
Sure did.
Yeah, it went away real quick.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I hate to see it. Panthers and the Bucks playing for the NFC South. Now, they'll play again in 2 weeks, but Panthers got the better of the first matchup.
Mayfield in the shotgun, twins to the right, chest high snap, deep in the pocket, Mayfield bouncing around the pocket, throws, and it's picked off in the 30, picked off by Carolina, Panthers football, Lathan Ransom, the rookie, comes up with one of the biggest plays of the season, a diving interception, 42 seconds remain.
What a damn, I mean, just a miscommunication, because Mike Evans is doing the scramble drill that's going back to Baker's right. Baker doesn't do that. Baker throws it back to the left where Mike's supposed to be. Just a miscommunication. I give credit to the Carolina Panthers, man. They found a way to win that football game. You would thought the Bucks would have maybe won after, especially how Coach Todd Bowles cussed them out and challenged all their manhood from last week.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, Carolina –
turns out they're just not that good.
Yeah, it could be. You know, they got all their dudes back. That was the one big thing, you know, they're healthy. They got all the receivers and everything else back. But, yeah, I mean, Carolina went out there and fought, needed to win. And, you know, I thought defensively they were pretty good, my Carolina. They were able to force Baker into some rush throws. But, yeah, really good man-to-man coverage. They ran the ball just enough. And Bryce Young, he wasn't awful. He wasn't awful yesterday.
Well, you know who was is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that was it.
Baker Mayfield has –
they rushed Baker. And that's what we're talking about. Well, Baker, he's been carrying his team, and now he got all their guys back, and it's just not gotten better.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost 6 out of 7, and you go look at some of the games Baker's had in that run, 9-19 against the Rams.
He's still hurt, too, though.
Sure, he must be.
Yeah.
14-30 against the Saints. 18-26 last night's not awful, but obviously, you know, costly interceptions. Like, he must be, because he was playing some really good football early in the year. He's playing terrible now, which is a big part of why they're playing terrible, and they've lost 6 out of 7. But somebody's got to win the division, and it looks like it could very well be the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina damn Panthers.
All right. What other big ones from yesterday?
Steelers-Lions
was just a crazy finish.
Yes.
It
was a push-off.
Yeah, he fouled him.
Yes, it was a push-off, but the greatest thing, the best thing was the referee saying, the ruling on the field is a touchdown. during the play, offensive pass interference, number 14, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he didn't have to announce it the way that he announced it.
Yes.
Because to say the ruling on the field is a touchdown, which, by the way, like,
it's a great play.
If it wasn't pass interference, like Amon-Ra St. Brown fighting to stay up and then pitching it back to Jared Goff, and Jared Goff diving over the goal
and
line
watching,
would have been the game-winning score.
And then watching, like, the Steelers players just standing around like, oh, Garrett's running.
Oh, the ball's still alive?
Yeah, the ball's alive.
Oh,
Which was a crazy situation. The Lions are against it, huh?
Yeah.
The Lions are against it. Shout out to Mike T and the Steelers, man. They found a way. They ran the hell out of football yesterday. Warren was outstanding. They made just enough plays in the pass game. DK had some nice blocks on the play and also about to yoke out some crazy-ass, dumb-ass fan.
Oh, yeah. DK tried to punch a fan.
Yeah.
I don't understand a lot of stuff about this situation. I mean, first of all, if your intent is to go to a game and try to, like, make a player mad, I don't know why you would do that. What was he over there for? Like,
I don't
what's
know.
DK over there by the way? Like, he was
know.
Way
the
away
dude was
from
calling
everybody
him
else.
Out his name.
Sure.
But, no, he's calling him by his whole name or something. His God-given name or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. What,
apparently he said something about his mom, too.
And then, I read that.
But like a nasty word.
Yeah,
and then
right.
there we go. And there right. we go. All right, it's on. Let's go.
Right.
Let's go. Let's
but
go.
They, like, the guy clearly is trying to do that.
Man.
And he's got nothing to lose, and DK has a lot to lose, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's not good.
It's just one of them things, man. It's one of them things. Hey, how about the Jaguars going into Denver, and Trevor Lawrence was freaking on yesterday.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence playing great.
Trevor Lawrence played really good yesterday. The defense played really good yesterday. Didn't really allow Bo Nix to do a lot of stuff yesterday, but Jacksonville going. I mean, I think Denver's still – no. Is Denver still the Morsi or is it New England? But Jacksonville's right there, man. Cause they, and they got the tiebreaker if they got whatever against – against Denver, but
Denver still is because they have the tiebreaker on win percentage in common games.
Oh God! But no,
that's what it is.
For Jacksonville to go in there and beat Denver the way they did, I thought that was a freaking hell of a win. By because that's when I was like, oh no, we'll find out who the real.
Yeah, no, yeah. I thought Jacksonville would lose that game, and we'd say, all right, they're good, but they're not like, you know, they're not like a serious team, but they are.
Yeah,
11-4, man. Again. There's a bunch of teams right now who I didn't see 11-4 Jacksonville Jaguars
Did
coming.
Not.
I didn't see 12-3 New England Patriots coming. I didn't see 12-3 Seahawks coming. I didn't see 11-4 Bears coming. That's the great thing about the NFL, obviously, is that every year you've got these teams that you didn't expect that figure it out and win a bunch of games and you know, who knows? Who knows what any of these teams might do? I mean, it's as wide open.
Yep. And now that, you know,
as it's been.
When you talk about the guys there who are not going to be there. We talk about the Chiefs who, damn, lost their damn backup yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and it looked so bad yesterday. So, I mean, you're looking at that situation. We I know that Cincinnati, they're going to handle business in Miami, but they're still out of it. Don't know what Lamar's status is.
Nice to see
they
that.
They got a nice game.
Joe
on.
Burrow
game
could
on
be
Sunday.
Happy for a minute.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Yeah, I mean, playing
four
in Miami.
Touchdowns.
Playing in Miami.
I guess Abe was right about Quinn Ewers. Really sucked in that game.
He was awful.
Because it was close first, and I was like, all right, cool, Quinn. I want Quinn to play good because Abe was talking trash about him. Nope.
Yeah.
Not good.
He can spin it. He just spin it to the wrong team sometimes.
He was spinning it to the wrong team sometimes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. What are we getting? That's about it. Saw some good highlights. Ashton Gentry against the Texans. They are an awful football team. Pete Carroll is going to step down. He's not going to let him fire him, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. We can just all forget about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete went there and helped them get a high draft pick.
That was it.
Yeah. Maybe they draft, I don't know who. Well, maybe they get Fernando Mendoza. And that's Pete's contribution to the
Raiders. Maybe. It could be because they're awful. They're an awful football team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yep.
They're an awful football team.
Again, I don't know. That's been one of my takes this year is like, it feels like there's more really bad teams this year than there's been.
Yeah.
Like the bottom of the league, Giants, Raiders, Browns, Jets, Cardinals. We watched them yesterday. Just atrocious. I mean, the Falcons are part of it. Don't tweet me.
We're not going to put them in a different
Whenever
category.
I say some other team is bad, people are like, what about the Falcons? It's like, well, I wasn't talking about them. But yes, they're also not good. Okay, speaking of that, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. We can talk about the Falcons win yesterday. We can talk about what happens next for the Falcons. Whatever direction you want to take it, Falcons fans, the floor is yours. 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.